sir. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 25th of May, 2013, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a cram-packed program. We've got a lot of things to talk about here in the first hour. Nancy will be joining us after the break, if everything goes as planned. And also, in the second hour, we have Jim Beers, 30-year veteran of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And we're going to get an update on him on the conservation issues with regard to the wolves. I wanted to talk with him about the proper forest management, ladies and gentlemen, because we're in wildfire season once again. And we've already seen an early wildfire creep up, which scorched I don't know how many acres. But it's all due to the environmental restrictions that have kept people out of the forests, that have kept the forests from really being cleared out properly and taken proper care of. You have to remove dead wood. You have to do controlled burns. You have to keep everything maintained properly. Otherwise, you're going to have a situation where the whole thing is turned into a big tinderbox. And that's what we have today. And then we're reaping the benefits, quote-unquote, of the environmental movement. And we're going to get into that and also the wolf issue and talk about a lot of things with Jim Beers starting in the second hour. There's some updates on some major stories that we have here in this first hour. One of the things that I wanted to mention here, of course, we told you about the Boston bombing. We told you about how the whole thing was a false flag operation. We've discussed that. I don't want to go too deeply into that, other than to say now that we have people that are starting to apparently drop dead, be killed off. At least that's the way it looks to me. Of course, the FBI director was in front of Congress, and he was pushing for more funding and invoking the Boston bombings as an excuse, just as we predicted on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We told you that a huge part of the FBI's budget is counterterrorism. And if they don't have any terrorist activities, well, then the budget goes bye-bye. So we have Robert Mueller. He was testifying before Congress, said, hey, we need more funding now, you know, because look, we had the Boston bombings, and we got to make sure that we keep everybody safe out there, and we have the proper money to investigate these things that we create, that are created upon us. Anyway, so we're going to get into that, not the funding so much as we have FBI agents even dying mysterious deaths. So we're going to get into that a little bit on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Govern America's on the air. We'll be back in a moment.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
A bureaucrat woke up one day with nothing much to do. He tried to put his street clothes on but couldn't find his shoes. The night before, he tied one on, now cobwebs filled his head. By afternoon, he called in sick, and then went back to bed. The next day, he felt shaky, but he made it off to work. And voted to increase his pay and take another perk. Although the people cried out loud and told him what to do, instead of trying to cut the cost, he increased revenue. Yippee-yi-yo! Their backs, tax them where they run, where they hide.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. Darren Wicks and Nancy Levant. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Darren. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Did you ever get on the website?
Nope, still can't. And I actually have a Trojan. Got rid of that, but nope, still same problem.
Well, we're having a little bit of a problem here with the website, ladies and gentlemen. It's up. But I don't know what's going on. And I don't know how many of you folks have had this problem. I think it's a problem with Firefox, but I'm not sure. generally, whenever I've encountered, and what it'll do is after you go through so many pages, it'll say bad request. The way I've always been able to fix it is simply clearing the browser's cache. It's a cookie issue, and I don't know why it builds up in there, but if you clear your browser cache, that should fix it, but Nancy, it for some reason didn't work for her. So anyway, bear with us. We're trying to research the problem, and seems like it's always something. But anyway, getting back to the issue at hand, I was talking before the break, Nancy, about this FBI situation with the Boston bombing. J.Har, the suspect there. It's interesting what's going on, folks. We're living in a very synthetic reality. I've talked about this a lot. It seems more and more the stories that come out of the national news media are increasingly planted stories. You get to the point where you kind of wonder if any of it's true. And the reason I say that is because we know that FEMA has employed, we have documentation, we have evidence, that they have been recruiting people to serve as actors, crisis actors. We have video footage of CNN interviewing the same woman on different false flag operations, Sandy Hook, the Connecticut shooting, and the Boston bombing incident, I believe. All three incidents, they interview the same woman who knew somebody. Now, what are the chances, ladies and gentlemen, of this happening? I can tell you, statistically, zero. It's just not. Maybe two. She just could have been in the right place at the right. Three? Are you kidding me? So it's all. I wonder, Nancy, if sometimes they just don't sit around just laughing at us, laughing at the people, and being able to pull the wool over people's eyes so easily and so blatantly.
Let me just quote William Shakespeare. I hate to do this to you, ladies and gentlemen, but let me just quote William Shakespeare. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts.
Very apropos.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are, everything is becoming like a reality TV show.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it feels, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Very surreal.
When you've got Department of Homeland Security and FEMA hiring crisis actors, bloody people, zombies, so on and so forth. I mean, good Lord, Darren, what planet is this?
Well, and I'm not one of these people that don't think that there were real victims involved in this.
No, I think there definitely were.
I think people were hurt, but I think they mixed the actors who themselves probably didn't even know it was a real deal, at least not at first. Here we go with the FBI now. There was a man who knew the elder brother, Tamerlan. His name, let's see, is Ibrahim Tadashev. He originally lived in Boston. He moved to Orlando. He also was a Chechenian. Okay? This man was interviewed by the FBI. Now, why does the FBI interview somebody, Nancy? Perhaps could it be because maybe they knew something about the incident, or at least the FBI believed they did?
Well, they knew something. They chose to interview him for some reason.
Yeah, so the FBI goes down there, and they shoot the man. Now, you can, and they claim, well, the agent felt threatened. Well, I don't know what really happened there, and I guess I don't know if there were any witnesses. Apparently not, other than the FBI themselves. And certainly, Ibrahim is not here to tell us what really happened. This comes to us from WOFL Fox 35. They said an FBI agent in Orlando shot dead a man questioned in the Boston bombing investigation, whom the agency says turned violent during an interview early Wednesday. The suspect was identified by the FBI as Ibrahim Tedeshev, 27-year-old from Orlando. FBI spokesman Paul Bresson said the agent involved in the shooting on Peregrine Avenue, and we don't really need to know where, it was near Universal Orlando, he acted on an imminent threat and shot Tedeshev during an interview. The FBI agent was conducting official duties, quote-unquote, when Tedeshev initiated a, quote, violent confrontation and was shot. Agent Dave Couvertier said in a statement, the agent was with the Massachusetts State Police troopers and other law enforcement personnel at the time. A source told Fox 25 News in Boston that Tedeshev was being questioned by the FBI, an FBI agent from Boston, about an unsolved triple murder in Waltham, Massachusetts. The source said Tedeshev became violent during the interview and was shot by the agent. Now, that other incident was supposedly an incident that Tamerlan and Tedeshev were involved in together, that Waltham, Massachusetts triple murder. And I don't know what to believe about that either. But, ladies and gentlemen, you mean to tell me that these are professional law enforcement people and they have no other way, no other means of subduing this guy?
What about the tasers? There were police officers there. There was FBI agent.
They had no way of tasering this guy, huh? I mean, they couldn't put him down? Any other way? You know, here's a guy with, supposedly with knowledge of the terrorist attack, and suddenly, well, we had to shoot him. We had to take him down. Something's just not right here. Okay, now, and to add further questions to this whole thing, now the FBI's story on that incident is starting to morph. It's starting to change. They've sent an, quote, incident review team to Orlando, and now, according to My Fox Orlando, moments leading to fatal FBI shooting in Orlando still unclear. Now they're changing their story. They said an FBI incident review team from Washington, D.C. is in Orlando today, a day after a Russian man who knew Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Serenov was shot dead by an agent. Federal and Central Florida law enforcement agencies are still collecting and processing evidence from the shooting scene at a condominium complex, and they tell the location again, where Tedeshev was shot early Wednesday. Initially, FBI, now listen to this. Initially, FBI officials said Tedeshev, 27, became violent and lunged at an agent with a knife while he was being questioned about Serenov and an unsolved 2011 triple murder in the Boston suburb of Waltham. The agent, acting on an imminent threat, then shot Tedeshev, they said. However, later in the day, some of those officials had backed off that preliminary account, and it's no longer clear what happened in the moments before the fatal shooting, the Associated Press reported. So if that's what really happened, why are they now changing their story? And why is an incident review team coming down there? Is that to get the story straight?
Why would anybody... If you're at a house full of law enforcement people, all armed, why would anybody lunge at somebody with a knife? What knife? What, were they all hanging out in the kitchen?
Well, if he had a knife, they have guns. And they have tasers. They're law enforcement. They couldn't subdue him? They're professionally trained to deal with these types of situations.
Something's not right with this.
No, that's what I think. I think they murdered this guy because he knew too much. That's what I think, but I guess I'm just a conspiracy theorist, huh? Let's take the break. I got more. We'll be back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. This is Govern America. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, give your information out.
Nancy@governamerica.com. And please check on the Govern America website for my blog called A Womanly Wisdom. I got some good stuff up on there.
Yes, she does. And she's got more stuff going up all the time. And great work. She just wrote an article this past week about the communist Chinese involved in Detroit. They are investing big money in the Motor City. And so that's something that we need to keep watch of and keep track of, as we certainly have no protection from Homeland Security. Before the break, we were talking about this situation where the FBI has shot this boy in Florida, this 27-year-old who they believed had knowledge of the Boston bombing situation. He certainly knew Tamerlan, the elder brother who was killed in that whole situation.
He knew something, didn't he?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is he knew a little too much. That's just my opinion. But it doesn't make any sense when you have a witness and you have somebody that you're trying to question, you should do everything you can to avoid any kind of hurt, harm to this person so that they couldn't talk. And, you know, what's interesting about this, Nancy, is he's not the only one connected to this Boston bombing thing that has ended up, you know, having some bad luck.
Yeah, wasn't somebody found in a river?
Well, that was a separate issue. That wasn't even the one I was talking about. But, that is another one. But what I was talking about is the FBI agents themselves who were involved, at least as the story goes anyway. It's hard to know what's true and what's not true. But the story is that the people that were involved in the arrest of Jahar, the younger brother who was hiding in the boat, and by the way, we're told now that Jahar left a note. Now, folks, if you're in a boat, you're hiding out. They've literally shut down the whole city of Boston. They've got military gear in the streets. They're going door to door trying to find you and only you. Dragging people out of their houses with their hands up. Innocent
people. And
you've
been shot and injured.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think I'll pull out my pen and write a letter.
Would it be at the top of your priority list to write a confession of all your crimes on the side of the boat when you're sitting there fearing for your life?
Well, I'm glad he had his pen with him.
Yeah, or a marker or whatever it was. I don't even know what he wrote with. But this is the kind of nonsense that you're supposed to believe. Isn't that very convenient for somebody that's about to be on trial that, we just happened to find that he wrote a manifesto in the boat? Anyway. Now, the father of this boy in Orlando that was shot is saying that he believes that his son was tortured. And he's on his way. Apparently, he's in Chechnya. He's on his way to the United States to try to find out what really happened. So we got that going on. But now, the other people that I was talking about being involved in Jahar Saranov's alleged arrest, is FBI agents themselves. There are two members of the FBI Elite Counterterrorism Unit who died Friday. Now, these people, as we're being told here now, were involved in Jahar Saranov's arrest. Now they've come up dead. FBI agents died in fall from helicopter off Virginia coast. This is from the Virginian Pilot, May 20th. Two members of the FBI's elite counterterrorism unit died Friday while practicing how to quickly drop from a helicopter. Well, I guess they got that down, didn't they? To a ship using a rope, the FBI announced Monday in a statement. The statement gave few details regarding the deaths of Special Agents Christopher Lorick and Stephen Shaw, other than to say the helicopter encountered unspecified difficulties. God, I'm sorry, I don't mean to chuckle. It's not funny. And the agents fell a significant distance. I guess, you know, unspecified difficulties. A law enforcement source told the pilot the incident happened about 12 nautical miles off the coast of Virginia Beach. The official blamed bad weather for the incident and said the agents, members of the FBI's hostage rescue team based in Quantico, fell into the water. All right, I'll tell you what, I'm at the bottom of the hour already. Unbelievable how the time goes, but I'm going to try to wrap this up here as quickly as we can because we got other stories to update you on. Oh, boy. Let's take a break. We'll be back. This is Govern America.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Something wrong with the world today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And if you encounter any problems with the website, you know, that says bad request or something like that, just clear out your browser's cookies, and you should be able to get in, unless you have a virus. Then all bets are off, ladies and gentlemen. I can't help you there, other than, you know, maybe Norton or McAfee or AVG or whatever. Maybe they can help you. Malwarebytes, anti-malware is a good one. That's a free one. Well, I think they have a paid version as well. But anyway, we were talking about this FBI, these two FBI agents who were killed by quote-unquote accidentally falling out of a helicopter, who just happened to be involved in the arrest of the Boston bomber. And one other thing that I wanted to point out about this story that I found very, very suspicious, Nancy, as I was doing some reading, And I spent quite a lot of time researching this. The two guys' names, as I said, were Christopher Lorick and Stephen Shaw. Now, the Virginia Pilot it has pictures of them, and if you want to see these pictures, you can go up to the website. The piece that we have up there is FBI agents involved in arrest of Jhar Saranev killed during training exercise. The pictures are there on the website. Now, what's interesting about this is, again, Christopher Lorick and Stephen Shaw. Stephen Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, was just happened to be the same FBI agent who testified at the Casey Anthony trial. Now, to the average person, they might think, well, you know, that's kind of an interesting coincidence. But he was a hair and fiber investigator when, in the capacity of the Casey Anthony trial. I didn't talk about the Casey Anthony trial, Nancy, because I didn't really think, you know, for our purposes, I mean, people commit crimes, people commit murders all the time. You know, I mean, this is just one person. I'm not saying it's not important for the person that died, the child that died, but people do heinous things all the time, especially with the proliferation of SSRIs and things like that. I mean, parents murder their kids and, you know, they murder people all the time. So Casey Anthony shouldn't have been, we should have never heard about her. You know, maybe a mention in the back of some newspaper someplace. But no, the media hammered and hammered and hammered. How long did they spend on the Casey Anthony trial?
A year.
You know, it was like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Only without the celebrity, right?
Yep.
But what's weird about this is this FBI agent, this Stephen Shaw, who allegedly was involved in the arrest of Jhar Saranev, and he was a field agent in that capacity. Are you getting me? But in the Casey Anthony trial, the same guy, and I'm looking right now at a Washington Post news article, Casey Anthony trial, FBI hair expert takes stand as murder trial enters fourth week. They say a hair and fiber investigator for the FBI took the stand Monday, and this was from June 13, 2011. He took the stand Monday as the murder trial of 25-year-old Casey Anthony enters its fourth week. Stephen Shaw told reporters he analyzed hair found in Casey Anthony's trunk and samples taken from 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony's skull, which was found in a wooded area near the Anthony home. So the same guy has been involved in two very high-profile media events, but he has two entirely different roles at the FBI.
And then suddenly he's practicing jumping out of helicopters?
And he dies. So, I just thought I would dump that in your lap, people. And I suppose he could have went into a different area of study at the FBI in the meantime. But it's just, this just reeks to me. Makes you kind of wonder what the Casey Anthony trial was all about. I don't know. You know, I mean, probably the best comment that I seen was somebody that posted on Reddit. His name, his post Reddit name was Benjamin Dees. I want to share with you what he had to say about this, because I really thought this was a really good summation. He says, so we can pretty much assume at this point that anything even mentioned on CNN is likely to be a complete BS hoax perpetrated by paid crisis actors who will be recycled a few times into new events and then killed off into the witness protection program once they've run their course. Is that what we're seeing here? The official merger of DC and Hollywood? The Casey Anthony thing rubbed me the wrong way from almost the beginning. It was a celebrity show trial without the celebrity. It was almost tailor-made entertainment for housewives in robes and flip-flops. That type of pageantry might have been acceptable with someone like O.J., who was arguably a, quote, public figure, but not with some random girl from Florida. In any non-manipulated reality, Nancy Grace would have been sued into oblivion as soon as the verdict was returned. But with the downfall of real actors and their replacement with reality stars, perhaps we are witnessing an evolution of the genre? So is this the new religion of America? Secular false flagism, fake mythological moral stories are now replaced with fake news stories chronicling the pitfalls of modern society? Partying too much.
Hired crisis actors?
Partying too much, owning guns, converting to Islam, being a loner, wearing hoodies, using pressure cookers, all to keep the dumb masses occupied and quibbling amongst themselves in a constant state of self-doubt. This is where we are here, folks. That guy was very astute, in my opinion. I don't know what this is, but I know there's too much weird going on here. We have people now in Newtown Massacre. The Newtown, remember the Newtown Massacre? I mean, there's been so many different events lately, it's hard to keep track of them all. But they're literally fighting to keep records from going to the public. Hartford, Connecticut reports bill drafted in secret would block the release of Newtown Massacre records. Now, why would they want to keep this stuff private, people? If things happened the way we're being told they happened, why would they want to keep this quiet? The staffs of the state's top prosecutor and governor's office have been working in secret. Did you get that? In secret with General Assembly leaders on legislation to withhold records related to the police investigation into the December 14th Newtown Elementary School massacre, including victims' photos, tapes of 911 calls, and possibly more. Again, why do they want to keep this stuff secret, people? The behind-the-scenes legislative effort, they say, came to light Tuesday when the Current obtained a copy of an email by a top assistant to Chief State's Attorney Kevin Kane, Timothy Sugru, an assistant state's attorney, discussed options considered so far, including blocking release of statements made by a minor. There is a complete agreement, regarding photos, etc., and audio tapes, although the act may allow the disclosure of audio transcripts, Sugru wrote to Kane, two other Kane subordinates, and to Danbury State's Attorney Stephen Sadinsky, who is directing the investigation of the killings. The bill that's being crafted has not been handled under routine legislative procedures. It hasn't gone through the committee process, which includes a public hearing, for example. Sugru's email Tuesday indicated that a draft of the bill was being worked on by leaders in both the House and the Senate, and might be ready as soon as the end of the day. And this was dated May 21st, this past week. So we have that going on. What's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? This Newtown massacre was being used in a major way to go after your guns. So if everything just happened just the way they said it happened, why are they trying to withhold public information about it? Even to the point of who the victims are and their names. And we told you about Fast and Furious many times on this broadcast. And Cheryl Atkinson at CBS News is one of the few people that I have actually given accolades from the major media for her role in investigating Fast and Furious. She did a remarkable job, and I've mentioned that in the past on this program. That doesn't happen very often, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the time, I have nothing but animus against the major media, because I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now if they were doing their job. Cheryl Atkinson has been trying to do her job. She has been trying to investigate the administration, investigate Fast and Furious, probably, I'm sure, made some enemies. Well, now it comes out now that her computer was hacked during the height of her investigation during Fast and Furious. She's also been looking into the Benghazi mess, which was, truth be told, folks, what they were doing in Benghazi, they were arming the Syrian rebels. We've got a whole section up on the website under Black Ops. You go to governamerica.com and go to Black Ops, and in that pull-down section, there is a section on the Benghazi attack. In that section, we have several stories about what they were really doing in Benghazi. So Cheryl Atkinson has been trying to uncover this, and her stories have been being spiked. She has not been able to get some of her Benghazi stories out. And what I'm hearing now is that she's considering leaving CBS News because they are spiking her stories. Now, you want to know why this is going on, Nancy?
Go ahead, Darren, tell me.
It just so happens that a top Obama official's brother, the very writer of the Benghazi, you know, you remember the controversy in the media about the Benghazi talking points?
Yes.
And how they were a fiction? Well, it turns out the guy who wrote the Benghazi talking points happens to be the brother of the president of CBS News, who is Cheryl Atkinson's boss. So there's why, in my opinion, I think it's very obvious why they don't want the Benghazi truth to come out. And that was broke by the Daily Caller, by the way. So the blatant criminality that we have going on today is just remarkable. Now, moving along here, the Bin Laden raid. Another false flag operation, in my opinion. There's been so many. You know, during the Bush administration, we talked a lot about false flag operations, and he did some major ones, but he milked them for all they're worth. Now we have a bunch of countless areas here that the present administration has taken and just put it on steroids. There's so many things going on here. How can anybody keep track of it all? And one of them, whenever a president gets in trouble, they have to do something major to deflect, to deflect from their own troubles. And this is the problem. There are so many things right now that Obama's involved in. There's so many scandals he has going that I'm concerned about what he may try to pull off here in the coming days to try to wag the dog and maybe get another war started, maybe pull off some other event to try to deflect from his troubles here at home. But the Bin Laden raid was another false flag operation. And we talked about how the Navy SEALs, who allegedly were involved in the apprehension of this guy who they claim was Bin Laden, who we never got to see any photos of, and he was very conveniently dumped, had his body dumped in the ocean, without any photos being released, at least in an official capacity. So I guess you just have to take it on faith that it was really Bin Laden, huh? Never mind the fact that we've got reports that Bin Laden died back in the early 2000s, right after 9/11. Anyway, now the parents of some of these fallen Navy SEALs are coming out and saying that it was the government's fault. The government basically set these guys up. Families of three Virginia Beach-based Navy SEAL Team 6 members and a National Guardsman are blaming President Obama and top military leaders for the August 6, 2011 helicopter crash that claimed the lives of 30 U.S. servicemen in Afghanistan. Quote, "The U.S. government and many high-ranking military people own more credit for the shoot-down than the Taliban," unquote, said fallen Navy SEAL Aaron Vaughn's father, Billy, during a Thursday morning news conference in Washington, D.C. He says military leaders and the servicemen were all on one Chinook helicopter when Taliban members launched the rocket-propelled grenade that killed them. The family said in a meeting with top military leaders after the crash led them to believe the men were not on the right helicopter, and they were ordered not, did you get this? They were ordered not to fire back at the Taliban that night. They were ordered not to fight back at the Taliban that night. Did you get that, folks? News Channel 3 has not independently confirmed the details of the meeting. The families also said that the Obama administration put a target on the helicopter crash victims' lives by revealing it was SEAL Team 6 who took down Osama bin Laden. We must change the hearts and minds of the leaders in Washington and the higher-ups in the military, or we must see them removed, Vaughn said. There's just no end to this abject criminality of this administration.
And who are we funding in Syria today?
The Syrian rebels, which are Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra affiliated, ladies and gentlemen. They're terrorists. We'll be back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Govern America on the home stretch of this hour. Two more hours to go. Jim Beers is going to be joining us, if all goes as planned, here in a few minutes. And I want to go to the phone lines. We have a couple of calls here, and we'll try to squeeze in. I think we have Andy. Andy, you'll have to be real brief. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to talk about judicial transparency. I'm turning on a tape recorder right now because that's what I use for my private notes. I have ADHD. And
okay, you
got
to get to the point, man. Got to get to the point.
Okay, the point is, I hear everyone's grievances on the what's going down. Is it lack of discovery? If the people don't possess discovery, there's no recovery for us to have taxation representation. You have to be able to question the authority of the government you're paying taxes to, or you're inviting tyranny in a feudal society. And we as a group of people in society do not get to question the authority of our government because we use a tape recorder. We get arrested. So I'm looking for solutions. We've exhausted all resources and been to the district court and federal court. And you can watch my show on YouTube, TSPN TV, the Coalition of Learning Disabled. It's under A. Morris, 6 minutes long, explaining judicial transparency and the plight of people with dyslexia and ADHD who get arrested, who just want to go pay
okay.
their phone bill.
All right, we'll check that out. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Let's go on to Art. Art, you're up next.
Hey, Darren, how's it going, man?
I'm hanging in there, man.
I'm curious. I, here about a week and a half ago, I watched a video. It was a few hours long, and it was a news conference that was given, had live news coverage from a local news team there, and posted on the internet about Extortion 17, which is the Chinook helicopter that was shot down by the Taliban. And according to the reports that I got, and this is what's going to lead me up to my question, first question is, weren't every member of the SEAL Team 6 killed in that incident?
I heard that initially, and then more continued to be killed. So at this point, I'm thinking no. I don't
believe
all of them have been, but I know that a lot of them have been.
Okay, well, the reason I was curious was because initially I was led to believe that all of the SEAL members of SEAL Team 6 were killed in that incident, and it's you can find it on YouTube. It's called Extortion 17.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about it, Art. It doesn't really matter, though. I mean, whether they were or whether they weren't, the important thing is if enough of them have been killed off, the ones that are still alive are going to get the message. You get my drift?
Right. And the reason I was wondering this was because, you know, I had recently, here about a week ago, read an article where Matt Bissonnette, who was a SEAL team member of SEAL Team 6, had put up one of the knives that he carried on the Pakistan Osama bin Laden killing spree. That's what I'm calling it anyway. And I was kind of like, wait a minute, I thought they were all killed during that incident. But what it seems like to me is I also saw that movie SEAL Team 6. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was like all fairy tale because that's not how they operate. But it seems to me that they're going out of their way to, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like someone is trying to make an effort to kill off every member of this supposed team that took out bin Laden.
That allegedly took out bin Laden. Yeah, it certainly seems that way. And that's really, all you can do is look at the evidence that we see and... It's not hard to draw these conclusions. All right, Art, I'm out of time for this hour. Thanks for calling in. We're going to be bringing up Jim Beers at the top of the hour if everything goes as planned. Stay with us, folks. Top of the hour break. Hour number 2 of Govern America is straight ahead.